Welcome to the CFL Family Worldwide Podcast. I am David Gorinto. I will be your host. Just to give you a little background about this podcast, I tried to start this podcast a few years ago and just kind of never really got the time for it. I went through a lot of changes in life. I was an assistant principal for a few years, and to be perfectly honest, absolutely miserable. I worked in the wrong school, I think, with the wrong administration. And now I'm currently back in the classroom as a middle school science teacher and loving every minute of what I do. But first and foremost, the reason why you're listening to me now is because I am a huge Canadian Football League fan. Years ago, I went on to a conference in Denver, Colorado. It was an educational technology conference. It's called ISTE. Great conference, had a great time, decided to go catch a Colorado Rockies baseball game. Ironically, they were playing the Blue Jays. When I got to the stadium, I had a great seat, sat there, watched a little bit of warm-ups, and then next thing you know, the sky opened up and it rained and seemed to rain forever until I finally said, you know what, this game's not going to get played, and if it does, it's not going to get played for a couple of hours. So I went back to my hotel to get dried off, and while I was there, I just happened to turn on the TV, and it just happened to be a Montreal Alouettes game. I forget who they were playing. I pulled it up not too long ago to remember. I think it was Ottawa. But most importantly, Nick Lewis took over that game and just was absolutely incredible. He caught my eye, and I thought, man, this guy is something special, something you all already knew. But at that point, I was like, you know what? I need to catch more of this. This is good and exciting football. There were some nuances that I didn't understand, nuances that make the game or league absolutely unique and really drew me in. So I decided that the rest of that season, I was going to watch the rest of the season. But I did so as a casual fan. And then over the, off season, it just so happens that I started listening to a lot of the Canadian Football League podcast network, and one of the podcasts specifically was Piffle's Pod. If you haven't listened to Piffle's Pod, you're doing yourself a great disservice. I can imagine, though, if you are so starved for football that you listen to this podcast, I'm sure you've listened to Piffle's Podcast. But Piffle's Podcast had was covering Mark CFL Week, I think it was, and it was in Regina, and they did an absolutely incredible job of kind of really throwing me into the deep end of CFL fandom. Just so happens, 2 weeks into that next season, I had made a tweet that just said, I love CFL. This is great. I went to bed and woke up the next morning with so many replies. It just said, like, I think it was like 50 plus or 20 plus, something like that, on my notifications. And as I started going through, I realized I had a whole lot of new followers and a whole lot of people telling me, hey, let us tell you a little bit about the CFL. Everything from, hey, it's all ABC, to nobody looks good in green, to a whole lot of Oski Wee Wee. It kind of cemented my fandom at that point. At that point, I just kind of became a part of, or was introduced, so to speak, to the CFL family. The CFL family is something that is absolutely incredible when you look at it, because it spans not just the entire country of Canada, but it spans the world. It wasn't long after that I started talking to somebody from England that was a huge CFL fan. And I just kind of found it funny that, you know, here a guy from East Tennessee and a guy from England are talking about Canadian football. And we're talking about Canadian football with Canadians, with other Americans, with people from all around the globe. And that kind of made me think, you know, I know how I became a fan. I know how I got interested. But how does everybody else, you know? So, you know, I wanted to do a podcast. I wanted to talk Canadian football. It just so happens that one of the members of Piffle's Pod said, hey, here's an idea. Why don't you do a podcast about fans like you? Fans that are not your traditional Canadian football fans. Fans that are not from Canada. pardon me, but fans that may have come to this league and come to the love for this league from somewhere else. So that's what this podcast is going to be about. Now that I have a little extra time on my hands, summer's coming, and I've got a lot of big changes, I want to put a lot more time into this. I need a kind of distraction. I need kind of a release, so to speak. So to give you kind of an idea of what's going on in my life, aside from being a teacher, and being a teacher in the United States is a little scary already. We'll get into that maybe in future episodes. But my mother-in-law's husband passed away, about 10 weeks ago. She has been an absolute wreck and has told my wife over and over, I can't live alone, I can't live alone. So my wife moved in with her, basically, and spends a couple nights here at the house, and we decided to put the house up for sale. Our youngest son, who is 19, has been extremely successful lately, and I'm very proud of him. But he is a front desk manager, assistant general manager of a hotel. At 19 years old, it's pretty impressive to me. He works really hard and works a lot of hours and moved into his own apartment. And once he did that, my wife was like, you know what, we need to sell the house. We had already thought about putting it up, and it was technically up before he moved in. He just moved in yesterday. So now I'm sitting here preparing to move in with my mother-in-law, and I know she's a great woman, by the way. It's not one of those things of I have a horrible mother-in-law and I've got a million mother-in-law jokes. She's a wonderful person, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to be stressful living with somebody else. It's already stressful enough, you know, when you live with your immediate family, your spouse, your children. There's stress already in there. But then you throw into somebody that's kind of outside of that immediacy, and it creates a little stress or tension. So Canadian football, to me, is one of those releases for me. It's one of those things that gives me a way to unwind and get away. I talk to my students about Canadian football. They know that I'm a huge Canadian Football League fan. I have a miniature gray cup from the Ottawa Red Blacks that sits on my desk that they see. I've got Montreal Alouette magnets on the whiteboard, so they see those. I have a Saskatchewan Rough Riders, actually a Mosaic Stadium flag that hangs in my classroom. There's a lot of little things that kind of point to Canadian Football League, and kids ask. And I teach middle school, so kids Google, and they Google my name, and some kids have come back and said, hey, is this you? Did you actually create a hashtag that Canadian Football League used? And I was like, yeah, that's me. But instead of looking at me, look at the Canadian Football League and give it a shot. So one of the things that I just want to talk about today, just a couple of quick things. I've kind of given you a little background on who I am, in case this is your first time seeing. If you don't follow me on Twitter, I am at DGTN Teacher. That is D as in dog, G as in George, T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, Teacher. Most of my tweets are about Canadian Football League. Currently in the middle of doing a Canadian Football League countdown to kickoff. We've called it a random number posting this year. It didn't get as much backlash being called a random number posting as a countdown. Some people did not like a countdown that started about 120 days out from the preseason. I get that it was pretty, that's a long time to count down, but man, I love this league. I love everything about it. I love the break that it gives me from all the other stress in everyday life. I love the fandom that spans the globe. I love being able to be a part of that CFL family. No matter where I am, no matter what I do, no matter what I talk about, I can throw an Oski Wee Wee out and get positive and negative reactions in the matter of seconds. I could throw out it's not anything. I said anything but red before. It's anything but Calgary, the ABC. But, you know, whatever I put, you know, out there, there's going to be some response. And most of it, it's in good nature. So, you know, it's just good nature fun. So I can't wait this summer. I plan on getting up there I told my wife some of this money that's coming from the house sale is funding my trip to Canada. Actually also selling a house that I own with my cousins that we had inherited from our grandparents. So that hopefully will be funding a trip in October as well. So hopefully I'll get to two games. I would love to get to the Grey Cup. I think that's a year away for me because I really have a ton of people I want to meet. So just to let you know, this will be CFL Family Worldwide or Canadian Family Football League Family Worldwide. I'm going to try to do this podcast at least every other week up until the season starts. And then once the season starts, we'll go with a weekly version of this podcast. I'm going to try to keep it short. I'm going to try to have one to two guests on per time. So, you know, if you'd like to get on here and talk about, hey, what made you a Canadian Football League fan? How did you become a fan? What keeps you as a fan? What does the CFL family mean to you? How has it impacted you? Just shoot me a message on Twitter or a tweet, either at the CFL Fam WW or at DGTN Teacher. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to get to know other people. Plus, I'd love to just have the opportunity to sit and chat with people about Canadian football. I do them typically through Skype or Teams, whichever one works for you. We just have a quick conversation. I do a screen record on it, and then I post it. So I'd love to talk more Canadian Football League with you. I'd like to talk to you about if you're a Ticats fan, what do you think about Bo Levi Mitchell? I'm excited about it. I'm actually hoping to get to Hamilton either in July or October. And when I do, I've already got my money set aside. Don't tell my wife. I've got it hidden in my wallet to purchase one of the gray Ticat jerseys that is a Bo Levi Mitchell jersey. I love the jersey. Even if they didn't have a Bo Levi Mitchell, I'd go with another one. But, you know, any one would do. I love that jersey. Now, on another note, one of the things that I hope to get more information on over the next week, since tomorrow it's 2 weeks from preseason kickoff, everything's changing here in the United States. So instead of having ESPN Plus and having all the games available to me, either on ESPN Plus or the big ESPN stations, ESPN 2 or ESPN News, looks like it's going to CBS Sports. But then it said for games not broadcast on CBS Sports, for U.S. fans, we'll have more information closer to the beginning of the season. Well, I feel like we're closer to the beginning of the season, and I still don't know what's going on. So hopefully the next time we talk, I'll be able to fill you in a little bit more for those of you in the U.S. Or even outside of the U.S. as to where we're going to get our CFL action from. But for now, again, if you want to come on and talk a little Canadian football with me, I don't care who your team is, whether you're a Riders fan, a Red Blacks fan, Ticats, Alouettes, Lions, Bombers, Elks, Stampeders, whoever your team is, let's talk a little Canadian football. Let's talk about what made you a fan, what keeps you as a fan, and maybe even things you'd like to see. Until then, and until I get a chance to see you, cheers, have a great day, have a great week, and let's talk CFL.